There's some general measures, some general do's and don'ts, and then left are the things that you should do with a green check mark. And that says evaluate severity in a systemic and consistent manner. That's referring to risk assessment. We do risk assessment every 3 to 6 months if it's a really stable patient, but about every 3 months we are evaluating their risk. We coordinate care between the local doctor and the PH center. We want to aggressively treat any underlying contributing causes. Supervised exercise or pulmonary rehab is very much recommended now in the guidelines. All patients should be immunized, like everyone else. We just recently added the COVID vaccine to this slide. And then palliative care is really important, especially as the disease is progressing. We try to get palliative care involved to help with end-of-life decisions and also treatment, I'm sorry, symptom management. Some things to avoid in PAH. Number one is pregnancy. Again, most of these patients are women. A lot of them are young women of childbearing potential. And sadly, we do recommend that they do not become pregnant. And that is because with the increased circulating blood volume of pregnancy, it puts too much pressure on the right heart, and the mortality in pregnant women is estimated as high as 40%. Also, some of the medications we use cause birth defects. That's another reason that we avoid pregnancy. We tell our patients not to travel to high altitude, go to the beach for their vacations, not the mountains.